27 week ordinary time 2. The first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 22 to 29. But Scripture confides all things under the power of sin, that through faith in Jesus, the promise might be given to those who believe. Before faith came, we were held in custody under law, confided for the faith that was to be revealed. Consequently, the law was our disciplinarian for Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a disciplinarian. For through faith, you are all children of God in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave or free person, there is not male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendant, as according to the promise. Second, the Gospel. According to Luke, chapter 11, verses 27 to 28. While he was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carries you, and the breast at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Everybody is equal before God. People enjoy privileges, and when they have privileges, some are so proud that they despise others. The Jews are so proud because God gave them the Ten Commandments and received them as God's selected people. Many of them despise the Gentiles. Free people are so proud of their freedom and unjustly treat of their slaves. Men in the ancient Near East are so proud of their leading role in family, and many of them despise women. The high-ranking officers treat members of his family with more respect than people outside their family. The attitude happens everywhere, but do not happen to the faithful, because everybody is equal before God. Today's readings give two examples which show this equality. In the first reading, St. Paul said that when one is baptized, he becomes a member of Christ's body and in Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave or free person, there is not male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In the Gospel, Jesus declared that everyone could become his mother, brother, and sister through listening and keeping his teaching. This privilege is not reserved only for Mary, Martha, and his apostles. Second analysis. First reading. In Christ, there is no inequality. Third point, the role of the law in God's plan of salvation. St. Paul said, before faith came, we were held in custody under law. The law was our disciplinarian for Christ. In fact, the disciplinarian pedagogos, zeal to be churchful elder among owner servants, he is given a duty to educate the owner child, especially about morality, how to help the child to learn all good qualities to become a good adult. His daily duty is to take the child to school and from school to his home. He does not have the duty to teach the child because it is a teacher duty. St. Paul viewed the image of a disciplinarian to apply for the law. As a disciplinarian lead a child to school and give him to his teacher, the law also leads people to cry our master. The Jews are very proud of their law and refuse to let anyone lower the value of their law. To them, the law is the only way to lead people to God. Second point, the role of faith in God's plan of salvation. According to St. Paul, when people came to Christ, the law is no longer needed. By faith, everyone is God's children to Christ. There are two important points. There are two important points which Paul wanted to emphasize here. First, the sacrament of baptism. He said, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Baptism does not only purify sin, but also incorporate the baptizer into Christ's sacred body. The symbol of this is the white garment, which is given to the baptizer in his baptism. Second, everyone is equal before God in Christ. Also, according to Paul, when one is baptized, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free person, there is not male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Paul courageously reserved the Jew morning prayer which found at Carol Zeniza. I give thanks to you, O God, who had created me a human and not beast, a man and not a woman, an Israelite and not Gentile, circumcised and not uncircumcised, free and not slave. Or the Hellenistic prayer, I give thanks to you, O God, that you were born a human and not a beast, a man and not a woman, a race and not a barbarian. All discrimination is wiped out when the faithful become one body in Christ. All are sinners and debtors before God. All need God's loving forgiveness, and when they receive His forgiveness, all are equal before God. The third point. Everybody had an opportunity to become Abraham's descendant. According to Paul, and if you belong to Christ, Nezua Abraham's descendant, as according to the promise. Therefore, faith in Christ makes one to become Abraham's descendant, not by carefully keeping of the law, or can enjoy the promise which God made to Abraham from the beginning. All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you. See Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Second, the gospel. Blessed are those who listen and keep God's word. Third, blessings come from matter. A woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breast at which you nursed." The Vietnamese also thought at these women when they said, "Blessings come from matter." A child becomes wise, pious, talented is the result of his mother's effort. Not only did women in this pericope recognize the blessing of Jesus' mother, but the archangel Gabriel also greeted the Virgin Mary at the Annunciation. "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." See Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, also declared at the visitation, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." See Luke chapter 1, verse 42. Second point, Jesus' announcement. Jesus said, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." When hearing this saying at first, one can think it is an insult to Mary, because Jesus cheated his mother at one of his audience. Mary's life is truly a life which Simeon had prophesied. "And a sword will pick to your own soul also." That thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. See Luke chapter 2, verse 35. Mary also suffered with her son in all events of Jesus' life. She never questioned God's plan, but always listened and kept everything in her heart. See Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Like when Jesus declared, "My mother, brothers, and sisters are those who listened and practiced God's word." Jesus did not insult his mother, because Mary is not only Jesus' mother in relationship, she also Jesus' mother in Jesus' standard to listen and to practice God's words in all her life. All have opportunity to become Jesus' mother, brother, and sister. This is our good news, because Jesus gave us an equal way to become members of his family. To deny listening and practicing God's word is the only way not to become Jesus' mother, brother, and sisters. Application in life. All who believe in Christ and are baptized become one in his body. Therefore, we must eliminate all forms of discrimination which are based on class, nationality, sexuality, etc. All are God's children and brothers and sisters to each other. The standards to enjoy God's privileges are not like human standards. He expands to all people, not confined only to one family, some close relative, or a chosen nation. The only condition to become Christ's relative is to listen and to obey his teaching. No one is exempted from this condition, even the Blessed Mary, his mother. Amen.